Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to our series of episodes on idioms. Maria and I have specially selected different idioms to talk about lots of different areas in your life to bring up your level of English to a high standard.
First of all, I'm going to give an example, paraphrasing the idiom. Rory will guess the idiom, and then we will give you the meaning, the origin, and more examples.
I know what idioms we are going to be talking about, but I haven't seen the sentences and I have no idea what order they are going to be in.
So, Rory, I've been trying very hard to help you with your birthday party. I've been trying super hard to help you with your party.
Have you been bending over backwards?
Yeah. To bend over backwards. I can also say to lean over backwards. So to bend or to lean over backwards, but usually bend. And the idiom means to try very hard to do something. So to do whatever it takes to help someone.
And this one comes from gymnastics, where bending over backwards is an important skill that requires a lot of effort to meet the requirements.
So you can say, I would bend over backwards for my family, for my friends. Or my company is bending over backwards to satisfy my needs. But also, Rory, it can mean that you help too much. So you put in too much effort, which is like not good. It's kind of like too much. So it's a bit negative, yeah?
Or you feel it's too much. I have been bending over backwards.
Yeah, like I've been bending over backwards trying to solve your problems. Like I've been putting too much effort, right? So very often it's not a good idea to bend over backwards to solve other people's problems. Can I say I don't want to bend over backwards?
Absolutely, especially if you have clear boundaries.
Mm-hmm. For example,
don't bend over backwards just to please other people, especially if they're ungrateful.
If the context is someone from the bank calls you and wants you to buy this service, and the person on the phone did a lot to make you happy or to make you get the service,
then they're bending over backwards to please you.
Yeah, so the person on the phone has been bending over backwards to please me. You can also use it about games, like if you play video games. So video games companies bend over backwards to give their players the best experience. Yeah, companies, people bend over backwards. And we usually use it with like, I've been bending over backwards with present perfect continuous. Rory, what about you? Give us an example about yourself. Anything that you've been putting too much effort in?
No, I mean, I used to bend over backwards to please my previous employers, but I don't do that now because I work for myself.
Well done. Thank you very much for listening. We'll come back to you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.